In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back in our program, Approaches. And today we will continue the message of what we preach. You know, in our holy liturgy, the priest says, the love of God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the communion and gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And this, the gifts of the Holy Trinity, is the main subject of our preaching, the love of the Father God, the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the communion and gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's study what kind of love we can preach about the love of God the Father. First of all, we can tell others about the fatherhood of God. You know, all human beings lack love. They feel that they need to be loved much more than this. They may be loved by their families, by their friends, by their partners, but they never get satisfied with this love. Everybody needs a father. And even for those who are old enough and they lost their father, they still need this kind of fatherhood feeling. So the fatherhood of God is never covered by any father in the whole world. And this is the gift we are giving to anybody by the Bible and the church. You know, we can see the fatherhood in creation, in caring, and in many other aspects. First of all, let's study the fatherhood of our God the Father in creation. According to our belief, God created man in His image because there is no better image than the image of the Lord Himself. So, being in the image of the Lord, it's a gift. And it's a sign of the love, unconditioned and unlimited love of the Father God. You know, we are the image of the Lord in freedom, in responsibility, in authority, in creativity, in love itself, in being giving, caring, emotional. These all characters refer back to our image as the image of God. Also, we are the image of God being holy. We are not holy, but we tend to be holy. We tend to be pure. We do not like the wicked nature, and we do not like to sin, and actually we never feel happy or peaceful with sinful life. That's because the image inside us, God's image, is always holy. Being the image of God means that we have a special relationship with the Lord. All creatures may glorify God or praising God in a silent way because they are not His image. But being the image of God, we should have some relationship, some personal contact with the source of our life, with the original picture of us, who is God. So man seeks God, and God seeks man. And this is, you know, the main truth of preaching the message of salvation. Also, the fatherhood of our Lord God appears in His gift of eternal life. His project of human being is to give eternal life to all humanity. But because of our free will, we lost this eternal life. And because He is love, and He loved man totally, He restored this eternal life through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the gift of eternity, it's another sign of the love of God the Father. As written in Romans chapter 8, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. So for anyone who would be called by God to enjoy His eternal life, everything around is working for His good. Also written in chapter 6 of the first letter to Timothy, that God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So God created man to enjoy everything in his relationship with the Lord Himself, to enjoy His love through the creatures around and to enjoy this relationship forever. So life is good because God created man in His image to enjoy this life in His love. Also, we can preach the fatherhood of our God the Father through His caring. You know, Father God revealed in the Bible, He is the perfect Father. He is the one who cares for His sons, daughters, even if they are not good enough to love Him the same way He loved them. So this kind of caring or unconditioned love we can see in His forgiveness. As written in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So when we deliver the message of salvation, we should focus on God the Father or the fatherhood of God, and everyone needs this. The second item in our preaching, as we believe in God the Trinity, we preach the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And this kind of grace, we mean the full power given from God to man to help him to restore his eternal life. Grace means the gift of God to enjoy all the gifts of the heaven to the human being. So through incarnation, we got this grace to solve the problem of sin and death. We had a problem, a real problem, complicated one. We cannot solve it by ourselves. We have nothing to do with our deeds, with our sinful life, and we are going to die until God incarnated and became man to save us. Also, through incarnation, we got to enjoy the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ because we could see God, the unseen God. We could see Him in our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the grace of God. And by seeing God, we now can say that we know Him. Before incarnation, we cannot say clearly that we know God because we could not see Him, we could not listen to Him, we could not touch Him. But after incarnation, the unseen became seen. Also, through incarnation, we could see the love of God clearly by the gifts and deeds of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, our Lord Jesus Christ came to share us our suffering. And this is kind of His grace, that He shared us all our tribulations, our pains, sufferings, to help us to overcome these pains. It was written in Hebrew chapter 2, "Therefore in all things He had to be made like His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." So He shared us our pains so we can share Him His eternal glory. Also, it's written Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So, we can focus in our preaching on the love of the Father God, and we can focus on the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. All people need His love, and all people need His power and grace. And if they touch His love or touch His grace, their life will be changed or be transformed into a better life, so they can know the eternal gift of His kingdom of heaven. Glory to Him forever and ever, and see you next time.